Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Because I think that nationally, or really locally, the reaction to this news is disappointment, as you should be. You want to see more of Tommy DeVito. As uneventful
as... For whatever
as,
reason, you want to see more of Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, because I think Sunday gave us an incomplete answer. It's not like he was great, but...
He was decent in the second half.
Yeah, the game was out of reach.
First half left a lot to be desired.
It was a very blah performance.
Right. Tampa was not putting pressure on in the second half.
Right.
They played, you know, a deep zone for most of the time, so the completions were there.
Of course.
It was easy. I don't want to say it was easy because it's always hard. You just have to make the plays, but it just felt like... Incomplete.
It was empty.
That's the best word.
That would be the fair word, because I also don't think you should bury him based on that game, nor can you actually argue that he was any good.
Yes.
So it's a blah performance. So it's like, all right, show me more. Just give me more. And that's what I thought Thursday was. But let me throw a hypothetical at you. Drew Lock does feed Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants win. It's a winnable football game.
Right.
Drew Lock throws maybe a touchdown pass. Maybe 210 yards. I don't know. Mm-hmm. A nice little, cute little performance, and the Giants win a football game. Are you benching him the following Sunday? Or does he continue to be the quarterback as long as he wins? Because, again, I know fans out there are like, I want to lose. I want to lose. Brian Daboll wants to win.
Honestly, it's probably the former there. You just run him back out
You run him out there. That's what they did last year. They have a track record.
Right, because at this point, it doesn't matter. Right? You're not playing for the postseason. You're not, I mean, I guess you're kind of evaluating some of these guys, but the only way to evaluate, let's say, a Jalen Hyatt or to help Malik Nabers advance in his rookie season is to give him opportunities.
Right, right.
And so you need a quarterback that's going to do those things.
So if he does that, there's a chance we don't see Tommy DeVito again. That's the sucky part about this whole thing. Like, you can lose your job to injury. The idea that you can is a fallacy of Tarod.
Taylor did just last year.
Of course. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean Drew Lock plays well for a couple of weeks.
I think it's different when you're not the starter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a starter
and
you lose your job to injury, there's something jacked up about that.
Right. Look, if Josh Allen had to miss a couple of weeks, I don't care how well his backup plays, Mitchell Trubisky, Josh Allen's getting the job back.
Yeah, Mitch could go out there and throw for 450 and four touchdowns in each of the two games that he started in. And guess what?
Right.
Josh Allen's going to go back and be the starter.
In this case, Tommy DeVito's been the starter for 35 seconds.
Yes.
So the other part that stinks is, if you want to see more of Tommy DeVito, you're in this unenviable position where if they win, you're not going to see him.
What am I, moronic?
Well, I think it depends on how Drew looks.
Well, yeah.
I think if they win and Drew looks really good, you're not going to see him.
Right. So now Tommy, as a Tommy DeVito fan, you're screwed. No, you got to root for the Cowboys.
No, I'm not rooting for the Cowboys.
No, but you kind of have to.
No, I kind of don't have to.
Dude, if they win on Thanksgiving, the odds are high
that
he did well enough to contribute to it.
No.
And hence, therefore, he's the quarterback the following Sunday against
New Orleans. There's a reason they went to DeVito in the first place. They want to see what they have. They want to develop him. If he's healthy, if he can get on the field, he's going to play. Nobody wants to see Drew Lock. Giants are not bringing back Drew Lock.
Here's the issue.
This is Tyrod Taylor 2.0.
Here's the issue. So this locker room did not respond well to the benching and then the subsequent cutting of Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
If they beat the Dallas Cowboys, and he's pedestrian, like he's not even amazing, but he's decent, are you going to tell that locker room we're benching him? How do you think that goes over?
We're not benching him. We're going back to our original starter, which is Tommy
DeVito.
He's
not the original starter.
They named him the starter when they got rid of Jones.
If he plays great, he'll keep playing.
That's the point.
I mean... Honestly, what are we even asking for, right?
Tommy DeVito.
Forget Tommy DeVito. I get it. He's hurt. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Sucks for him. He got hurt. But right now, the Giants need to find ways to win football games.
Yes, and if they win a football game tomorrow, you know, in all likelihood, I would say it's 90% likely that if they win that game, Drew Lock is playing the following Sunday against
the
Saints.
That's asinine.
No, it's not
Drew
asinine.
Lock to finish the season is asinine.
Loogie, the team hasn't had a lead since October 6th. This is a fragile locker room that basically almost wilted at the idea of Daniel Jones being benched. If they win a game with Drew Lock at quarterback, he's playing.
You know what? quite frankly, they're professionals, so I don't really give a crap if they're wilting. Get out there and play. Enough of this crap that they had a rough week.
Do you guys see?
You know who had a rough week? I had a rough week. The Giant fans have had a rough week watching this football team for the last 8 years, so I don't really care about their feelings.
You guys
go
see
play a football game and tackle.
You see
and now
happening?
Tommy DeVito has got to basically get whacked here because the team's feelings are hurt. So we have to watch Drew Lock play football?
He's whacked because he got hurt and he can't play.
No, but what Sean just said, their feelings are hurt, so when Drew Lock plays a football game, we're worried about them getting up for games.
Even Tiki's saying it. If they win the game, you're not going to sit him.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality.
I think if they win and he plays well.
Right,
If they win because they have three interceptions and, I don't know, whoever has a pick six, Drew Phillips, let's say, has a pick six, and it has nothing to do with the offense, I don't think you're going to see Drew Lock.
If you win despite Drew Lock, I'd agree with you. But if he's like non-existent and they win, I still think they're going to stick with him. And a part of that is what Sean said. They just haven't won a lot of games.
I'm with Evan. But this is more what's going on. This is perfect.
What?
Tommy just spent 12 weeks building up his DeVito shtick. He's going to finish the year. He's the guy. He's the answer.
Yeah.
If he lasts one game and Drew Lock wins, his whole bit he's worked up since August is over.
Well, again, it's not a bit. But
all you needed to go back is the last 5 minutes on the Odyssey app on the Rewind feature to hear the panic in Tommy's voice.
Yeah, you are panicking.
He's more worried about his own takes than he is the franchise.
No, because I saw them.
What a sad time.
I saw them do the same thing last year where they went to Tyrod Taylor for no reason. If Drew Lock plays even decent, they win.
I have a great idea.
Why do we need to see Drew Lock the rest of the year?
I do have a great idea to save you. Why don't you do some research on Drew Lock's history and maybe come up with a Drew Lock bit?
By the way,
you could kind of ride Drew Lock too.
It's not great.
What?
He had 1 year as a kind of full-time starter. He threw 15 interceptions.
Is he from Long Island?
Touchdowns. Huh? He's not.
Oh, okay.
He's from Missouri.
He was really good in college, but he is bad with his decisions. He just makes poor decisions. I'm not saying he's a terrible quarterback. I'm not saying any of that stuff. He makes poor decisions.
Well, no, I agree with you, and I don't think he's the long-term answer. All I'm merely saying, and it's not even an opinion, I'm just telling you how I foresee this. If they beat the Cowboys on Thursday, I think it's very likely he will remain the starter.
But I think it's more...
That's all I'm telling
you. But I think it's more important to see what you have with Tommy DeVito over the last couple of games, unlike what they did last year, than it is...
But why?
To see if he could be... I think he could be the starter, Teague, but what if he's the backup for the next 10 years? Well, Drew Lock's not going to be the backup.
Tommy's a small kid. And if he's always going to be punching above his weight. Any success that he has, it's going to be because he's overachieving.
Mm.
And so, can he be a really good backup? Yeah, I think so. And put him in, you have to start a game, and can he win it for you? Sure. But is he going to be your franchise quarterback? I can't say that with any kind of credibility.
No.
I just can't. No. And I know what you're getting on, Tommy, and I feel you, and I love Tommy. He's a great kid.
Underdog.
Underdog, all that stuff. He's not your prototype.
Right. And also, if you're looking for a backup, Drew Lock is 28, Tommy DeVito is 26. It's not like they're separated by like 12 years in age. Like, they're both relatively young. And I understand your disappointment because I want to see Tommy DeVito too.
Yep.
But I'll say it again, and maybe this will kind of help you on how you watch tomorrow's game on Thanksgiving. In my humble opinion, unless he's just terrible and they win despite him, if the New York Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, I think you're seeing Drew Lock the following Sunday against the Saints.
I think we will see Tommy DeVito on the field as a starting quarterback this season because he's resilient. By the way,
I feel him dying right in front of me.
This is the best.
I am hanging on by a thread. Seriously, I want to run out of here today. I've never wanted to leave a studio, and that includes working with Craig for 4 years.
What have we done?
I'm just devastated. I'm devastated.
You're not mad at us.
No, devastated because he's not playing.
No, because I'm not going to cry like Sean does, but let's be real here.
Come on.
This season has sucked.
I know.
Last year, besides Tommy DeVito, it sucked. The last 8 years, besides one playoff year, has sucked. This was the one shining light. Tommy DeVito being the quarterback, being the savior, and you want to circle this game against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Now we all got to sit there with a belly full of turkey and watch Drew Lock. It's awful.
You want a hug? Come on,
no.
Get over here. Come over here.
And no. And I just got a text message right now, and I'm literally going to throw my phone out the window because... Sean's got sources. Tiki's got sources. I got sources, too.
Right.
And my sources tell me, Fat Joe, he went to the DeVito house for a Friendsgiving. He cursed Tommy DeVito!
Hey, during the next commercial break, I'm
inconsolable. Can I leave?
I'm going to give you a hug. I think the hug's all
a hug ain't going to do it.
Yeah, it will.
No, I'm going to walk out.
A hug from me.
No, I'm leaving.
You're always looking for my approval. I'm going to give you, like, the biggest Evan hug you can get.
No, I'm a professional. I'm going to stay. But I'm devastated. Seriously, I was looking so forward to this. And it's like, you know... telling me something. You know, I don't know what you want to say, but it's just it totally ripped my heart out here. I'm devastated. I'm emotionally fragile.
This is the best Thanksgiving in years.
Why are you so happy? Didn't you, want to see Tommy DeVito too?
Here's
though?
The thing. I'm a fan of a lot of things. Food, Thanksgiving.
We know that.
The Giants. I want them to play well. Hating the Cowboys. It's all lined up. But I'm also a fan of when Tommy Bits fail. And what happened here, I'm a fan of radio as well. Tommy ran the positive Tommy play to perfection during the Mets season.
Oh, it was great, yes.
He hopped on, he willed it. Let's be honest, if you got Tommy and you really put him in a room, not in front of a microphone, he'd admit, I never saw that Met run coming, but oh my God, it happened after I played the positive Tommy run.
Oh my God, yes.
So then he'd go on this whole run and he was able to do this and people started to look at Tommy for this. So he ran another play with the Giants. Tommy did from week one, Tommy DeVito. He got one chance, got hurt, stunk, and now he knows there's a chance Locke wins a game and he never sees DeVito again, and he's watching his whole radio shtick and persona collapse in front of our eyes. It's a happy Thanksgiving.
There's one thing left for you, Tommy, and I'm just giving you friendly advice. Tomorrow at Thanksgiving, right after we do our brief little show, you got to put that cowboy hat on. You got to root for the Cowboys.
No.
Why? You've already put a Jet hat on.
Well, no. Hold on. Well, maybe I did, but you're right. I did do the positive Tommy stuff with the Jets, but that's a different animal. At least that's a New Yorker thing.
If you want Tommy DeVito playing again, I'm telling you, you can't root for success.
I'm not rooting for the Dallas Cowboys.
Listen, Tiki's not rooting for the Dallas Cowboys because he puts fandom above one individual player.
Right.
Sean Morash isn't rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. Same thing. As a Tommy DeVito sycophant, you have one last chance to get him back. Let's go, Cowboys.